Welcome to Lynn Cullen Live, talk radio without the static. Email your questions and comments to lynncullenshow@gmail.com. And now your host, Lynn Cullen.
Hey there, welcome to the show. I appreciate your being here. It's Tuesday, and beautiful day here. Hope you have an opportunity to enjoy it. It is, looking at the calendar, May 10, 2022, and it's a Tuesday, and Susan's with us. Hi, Suze.
Good morning.
Good morning. Gosh, I spent yesterday just really adeptly, I thought, avoiding serious subjects. I've left them for us today, a lot of them. Do you watch, you know, I know Mom watches news a lot, so are you watching? I have stopped watching news. I don't know. It's probably not right for me because I do this show. So I don't have a sense of what they're covering. Are they covering in the last few days? I mean, this is what I want to ask, because I didn't see a thing about it in the New York Times today, or I think the Washington Post. And that is the continuing demonstrations outside Supreme Court justices' homes.
Yeah, they're covering it on national news. Yeah.
Is it like a big story showing? I mean, is it like... Okay, they are. So that
yeah, they're covering it. I mean, it's interesting because I hear this a lot. I mean, as I told you, I have a friend that did a major paper about the, you know, the fact that people simply deny, as a psychological response, they deny the fact that we're teetering on the precipice of nuclear war. You
know, oh,
she's
yeah,
concerned
yeah,
about it. So. And so she had written this piece and with several other people, and it was in a journal. And that the day that she sent it to me to read, I turn on the news and what's the lead article? How close are we to nuclear? You know, what's the lead story? How close are we to nuclear war? So I do think that people think that, you know, they aren't focusing on stuff, but there is so much to focus on. They're actually working it all in. It's why I watch network, the half an hour network news on various newscasts dinner time, because I like to see what it is they've picked as the half an hour overview. If you listen, you know, if you listen to MSNBC or CNN or any of those things, you basically got one story that they're just
that's right.
Stuck
they,
on.
They get they stick with one story, which is just madness.
Right. Right. And, although and, they've been stuck on two, they've been stuck on both the Ukraine and the abortion.
Ukraine
story.
And the abortion thing, but still. That does a disservice to anyone who wants to have some minimal sense of what the hell's going on in their country, let alone the world, because there is so much. And
yeah, I mean, the West is being consumed by wildfires. There is no water in the reservoirs. I mean, I don't know what the people in the western part of the United States are going to do for water, how they're going to live, and what's about to become an... I mean, there is so much horrible news that it's hard to, you know, you just skitter from one thing to the next. And actually, our mother said to me yesterday, out of the blue, she looks at me and she goes, you know... I think I pretty much managed to live in the golden age of civilization.
Huh.
You know, and even given that she was born at the end of World War I and had to live through World War II, the Koreans, the Korea War, the Vietnam War, and whatever is happening,
nuclear,
all of that stuff, it was still, if you were living in this country... If you were living in this country now for the last 100 years, it would have been probably the best place to live for that period of time ever.
For some people.
For some people, ever. And it's over. You know, because the environment is the world. You know, the actual Earth is terribly ill. All of our institutions are terribly ill. We have a virus that is making us terribly ill. I mean, you know, there we are.
Yeah. Okay. So, okay. So let me talk to you about Gallipinella prominens. It's a spider.
Oh, good. I'm glad you told me that. Who's Philip Prominence?
No, because I can't. You just did this thing that so depressed me that I've decided, okay, I got one little thing here that is not horror. I'm going right to it, and then we'll get back into horror. I can't deal with it. I'm okay. So I love this stuff. You know, there's a lot of species, as we know, that I don't know about mammals. I don't think that happens. I'm not sure. But with insects, where after sexual relations, the female kills the male.
Well, yeah.
Right. Well, what do you mean? Yeah, no, that I don't think. Can you think of that doesn't happen in the mammalian world?
No.
Does it? No.
But I think they might be onto something there. I don't want to get back to the abortion discussion or anything, or Mitch McConnell or anything.
No.
But I think they're onto something, and I'm vaguely grateful I don't own a gun right now. Go ahead.
Sorry, Ben. You said yeah, but listen, I'm trying to lighten things up here, and look what you did.
Threaten murder and mayhem?
Yes.
Okay. Very angry. Aren't you very angry?
Susan, I don't want to. The anger does, if it's not channeled, it doesn't do a damn thing. And it just, I'm angry. But I have, you know how when you get really angry, you get quiet?
Yep. I call that white anger. That's the step beyond I want to cry and into the part that I'm going to take steps.
Okay, well, that's sort of where I think we need to get.
We need to get to the take steps thing. Well, did you know, I'm sorry, I took you off your spider, but did you notice that my idea about a general strike is not an idea that's just lapping around there, that there is a call? And
no, from where? Where is it coming from?
I thought it's somewhere in Washington and a day where women are just.
Yeah, well, I haven't seen it, so.
Well, we've got to figure it, because I do think that's the step. I do think that what we need to do is clearly and forcefully show our power.
Well, that's assuming, and I hate to be negative here. That is assuming that it comes off. You know what I mean? That would have to be so well organized. And our side is not known for doing that because we don't have the kinds of networks and connections that the right has. By virtue of the fact that we're such an amorphous group. You know, they are not. Go to church together. They go to, you know, they have these groupings where it's very easy for them to get millions upon millions of people organized. I don't think we're so good at that. So my fear of calling a general strike is that it would have to be astonishingly huge.
Yeah. But you see, I'm going to tell you, you do what Democrats do. I suggest something, and then you sit down and tell me all the reasons why it won't work. Instead of saying, we've got to do something. Don't tell me why it won't work. We're simply going to do it. And that's what Democrats do. They parse.
Okay,
they
well
go,
then it has to see. Okay, but I have not seen it coming out. I don't watch TV, but I'm reading a lot. And I, if this is going to happen, big. So who are the organizations that you think should be behind it? Because they'd have to be big, and then they'd have to get big support from influencers and cultural leaders and even from people that you wouldn't expect, because otherwise it's just going to be as usual in the cities and it'll be just blue states. And okay, I'm not going to be negative. I mean, but I just think the job is huge and the time is short.
That's right. And we can sit down and go, well, the job's too big and the time's too short, so I'm just going to give up all of my rights.
Okay. All right.
I'm not going back. Women are not going back. I mean, that's the bottom line. We aren't going back. So it's just a matter of how many of us get thrown in jail or die or something else. But, you know, we got the Ukraine. This is our Ukraine. I mean, we've got people that are literally out to put us back where we belong. We've got a Supreme Court justice that is quoting people that in the 16th century that were killing women for being witches, and that's his underpinning for his legal argument.
Yeah. Okay, Suze, I agree. I mean, I don't disagree with the immensity and the importance here.
Okay, and the comma, but.
No, I'm going to agree with what you said. I happened to have a meeting yesterday with the head of Planned Parenthood and some of the other people there in Pittsburgh, and talking about, you know, and about a specific event we are having. But as I was leaving, I said to them, because all of a sudden I felt this, I said, we are like Ukrainians now. We are Ukrainians, and we have to show that measure of fight.
That's right. That's how I've been feeling.
That's right. And that's what you know, when you mentioned Ukraine, I had that same reaction. Somebody just sent me a picture. I'm sorry. Thank God. Thank you, whoever did that, because it made me laugh. It's just a cat, and it, like, falls over. I mean, I don't know. It just is so stupid. I don't know.
I don't know what it is, and I'm sorry, but. It's a Democratic cat, and rather than move, it's just falling over.
It's going like it swoons and falls over. I want to get back to my spider, and then
go back to the spider.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay, because this is so amazing. I mean, nature, despite the fact that we have all these, what I have found is I'm just refuge in nature because we got to take care of ourselves. Or we're good for nobody, right? So this spider, once the guy, the male, mates, he knows the minute he gets off, she's gonna decapitate him. That's what they do. The female just goes, kills him. And so clearly the males have evolved knowing that that's the fate that awaits them. Wouldn't that be neat if our men had some level of consequence of that enormity before they decided to get off, to get off? So,
yeah, where I kill you.
Pause. Yeah, that's right. You know, you don't know. You sure you want to? I mean, let's just think this through. I'm serious, really, because women do have that, because we can get pregnant. Men don't have it, and it's why they're just hot to trot every second. But it would be nice if, like these spiders, that they had, you know, to think, man, I really want to do this, but man, I got, am I willing to die?
over time, the male spiders developed this amazing ability. They have a joint in their front legs that's is like a spring, a real spring. The minute they get off, they spring up into the air, catapult themselves away. Here's the part that freaked me out. At speeds averaging 165 feet per second.
Wow. Well, they want to live.
You wouldn't even, what? 655 feet per second? You wouldn't even be able to see that. I mean, it would just be, and as if that's not amazing enough, they're not only propelling themselves at that speed, but they are spinning as they do at, get this, 469 times per second. What? Just this, unbelievable. Hello?
Hello.
Okay. So anyone who doesn't jump fast enough is killed and devoured by the female. And what researchers do think is that the females are actually, if they catch the male, if the male's not fast enough, if they catch the male and eat it, they then expel its sperm. Because they don't want to have some weak idiot male that they manage to kill and eat be the father of their children. They want the sperm of the guy who gets away.
Ah.
Is that not fascinating?
Well, here, this is the fascinating part. We got to learn how to expel sperm.
That is true. We have to learn how to expel
sperm. See, that's what I take from that story. I'm not going to jump, you know, 1,000 miles. I would like to learn how to expel sperm.
Expel sperm. And I got, yeah, so I got to tell you, in this instance, you know, we humans think we're such hot shit. I got to tell you, these spiders, both the males and the females, are so unbelievable. Just incredible. So isn't that a better story than any of the other stories?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Because everything else.
No, everything else is terrible. And you know, to pretend that I'm anything else except exceptionally unhappy and angry is very difficult. I'm that unhappy and angry. Because honestly, I was taught, I mean, there was just one rule in politics the whole time I was there. And that's that a right granted
was not taken away.
Cannot be taken away.
But that's not true. That's not true.
Well, yeah, they had the right to slavery, and we took that away. So
Yeah. Well, no, there have been rights that have been obviously rolled back, and then nothing what we've got to learn is nothing.
You can't take anything for granted.
Nothing can be taken for granted.
You can't take any of your rights for granted. And so all I want to say to that is, if I can't take any of my rights for granted, none of you can take any of your rights either. And if the originalists are going to win, there's going to be like five white men with property that will get to vote. Because that's where we go back. This originalist argument is always, it cracks me up because they pick and choose which original stuff they think is appropriate.
No, it's disingenuous. It is so absurd. Right. This is, and you know, these are the guys that are always said, we are against activist judges. This
they're radical. This is just radical.
They really are. It is. They're radicals. So,
It is so radical that what they are doing is pushing an admittedly religious agenda upon the country, where one of the hallmarks of the Constitution is separation of church and state. The immensity of the arrogance is just amazing to me.
Well, who's going to stop them?
Well,
somebody pointed out the other day, it's so weird. Technically, Democrats control the White House, the Senate, and the House. Why does it feel like we have no power?
Because Mitch McConnell has figured out a way to hogtie the whole government, and for some reason, everybody lets him do it.
No, and because the Democrats consist of a group of people who are brothers.
Like Manchin, that aren't Democrats.
That simply are a part of the Democratic Party because they cannot be part of the Republican Party. So we have everybody from, commies. Well, that's what the Republicans would say. From socialists to really rather conservative, corporatist. We've got such a broad spectrum that we are not a united party. Well, I mean, it never have been. That's what Will Rogers famously said. I don't belong to any organized party. I'm a Democrat. And that was in the, 30s?
Right.
So it has ever been thus. There have been some, might lighten things up, but no, it won't. there have been some great tweets from enraged women of late. And, Here's one. If only my vagina shot bullets, then the GOP would be all about protecting my rights. That is so true.
That's right.
Well,
anybody that's, cares more about their gun rights and claims to be interested in life is just, it's a joke.
You're
mowing children down in their schools, calling it collateral damage, shrugging your shoulders, and forcing women to give birth. It makes complete sense. Yes, those are your rights. Right.
Here's another one from a guy named Bizarre Lazar. He says, how religious restrictions work. I keep kosher, therefore, I can't have bacon. How religious restrictions don't work. I keep kosher, therefore, no one can have bacon. And that is what these right-winger Christians are doing. Imposing their religion and their religious beliefs on the rest of us.
Except that their religious beliefs change. 50 years ago, the Southern Baptist Coalition was leading the fight for abortion rights.
Well,
so,
that wasn't leading it, but it was agreeing that it was okay. I mean, passed a resolution saying, abortion should be legal.
Right.
Now the howling. The Senate that doesn't do anything under Mitch McConnell, who is not the leader of the Senate, but is the leader of the Senate, if you follow my drift.
Yeah.
They actually did something, I think, last night, practically. I mean, a unanimous consent, bang, it went through. Shows how they can act fast when they want to. And it was, they passed a measure that immediately gives a whole bunch of money to ensure greater security for all members of the Supreme Court and their families.
Right. I think we should give them the same amount of security that we
yes.
give abortion clinics and abortion
Thank you
providers.
Very much. Thank you very
much. Which is to say,
much.
We can stay as close to you as we want. We can be
that
as threatening
correct.
To you as you want. We can line the steps to your sidewalk and threaten you as you walk into your house.
That is
all
correct.
Legal.
That is correct. Because the Supreme Court has ruled that anti-abortion people can, in fact, picket outside the home of anybody who works in a clinic that provides abortions. And they have ruled that a woman going into a Planned Parenthood for a pap smear can be screamed at and heckled.
And harassed and threatened.
Harassed and have to have people around her to protect her as she goes in. Any woman going into a Planned Parenthood clinic to get an IUD, to get for whatever, you
to
know,
get contraceptives, which they're going to go after next, so that we have
treated.
To have babies.
Yes. So, but put some demonstrators outside
Kavanaugh's house,
and bang. The United States Senate immediately. So, again, what we're seeing here is different rules apply. Let me tell a story. When I first moved into this house that I'm sitting in right now, it was 28 years ago. And, you know, moving day is a bitch. I was so exhausted, and I was up in my second floor bedroom looking over this my new street, and I hear people screaming, and you know, like a chance, and I'm thinking, what the, because I don't live on a main street. And then I saw them. It was protesters. It was protesters. And they were carrying signs, and they were screaming, and they had signs of aborted fetuses, and they were in front of my house. And I thought, what the what? And I went tearing out my front door and was screaming at them. And I saw that one of them had a camera and was filming me. This would be like 1994, which is exactly actually when the Supreme Court ruled that
they were entitled to do that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Right.
But I'm
right.
thinking, what the hell? What are they doing? And all of a sudden I felt a hand on my shoulder, and I turned, and it was a guy I didn't know. And he said, Lynn, I'm your neighbor. A few houses down, he said, it doesn't help to
engage them.
He said, just let them be. He says, this happens. I said, why? What is happening? What are they here for? And he said, Dr. Turner. It turns out on the street lived a doctor who has since died, who has to have been one of the most marvelous doctors ever. He was just actually honored at McGee Women's Hospital. His portrait was unveiled. He was a doctor who people talked about for his dedication to women, to the women who came to him. He didn't do abortions every day, but if an abortion was necessary, he would do one. He brought hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds of children into the world when there was a terrible blizzard. Remember that horrible, horrible, horrible blizzard we had? He walked because the streets were, you couldn't, no traffic was moving anywhere. He walked from his house on our street to McGee Women's Hospital, the and be about 3 miles in that blizzard to get to a patient of his. An amazing doctor, dead too soon, died at 65. And he was harassed like that on a regular basis. His family was harassed. His neighbors were harassed. And nobody ran freaking out and getting us security. No tax dollars were spent helping us. But let the Supreme Court. Yeah. It is just so obvious how the people that have the power, court, senators. You see what Susan Collins did last night?
No.
She called the police. She was home. She called the police. She's home in where? New Hampshire?
Yeah.
Where she's from. Freaked because somebody had written on the sidewalk in front of her house in chalk, please pass the women's whatever health. That it was just a plea for her to help.
Written in chalk, and she feels threatened.
And she called the cops. The cops came. I think she's from Maine, right? The cops came, and the local cops said, "Well, there's nothing
illegal about this at all.
There's nothing threatening here. No one's threatened you." And she said, "They're defacing public property. The sidewalk is public property."
Sidewalk and truck thinking, is not defacing anything.
You know, but I'm thinking, my God, all those little kids, those little kids who draw on the sidewalk.
Right. They're vandals.
Yeah, Senator Collins. Let's get them arrested for vandalism. Do you believe how they do nothing to protect regular people? I mean, the reality is that people who provided abortions, which were and are legal, have been murdered. They've been murdered. Who was it? Dr. Stepien.
Well, there's been a lot of people killed.
Murdered. He was killed in his kitchen, standing in his kitchen. Brett Kavanaugh is beside himself because there are people standing outside his house, not on his lawn, and they're engaging in their American right to voice their opinion, a right that the court he sits on has upheld time and time again and said that, you know, in my neighborhood, they could do it. Why not in his neighborhood?
Yep.
Remember Dr. George Tiller? He was gunned down and murdered in church. So these anti-abortion types, who didn't have a problem with murdering those men, are now freaking out because there are people, American citizens, protesting in front of their homes. And did you see that the right?
It's because they don't value life. They value the idea, the possibility of life. But if the life is already here, they don't give a damn.
Oh, no, they don't give a damn.
And I still want somebody to explain to me, I'm going to say this every single time, where in the Constitution does it say that a woman, once pregnant, no longer has constitutional rights that in any way are not overcome by the few cells that are now growing in her body, that she loses all rights in favor of those cells that can't live without her, that can't be, you know, none of that stuff. I want someone to show me where in the Constitution it says that I am capable of losing my rights when someone impregnates me.
When this ruling becomes law in probably next month, and Roe is gone, more than half of the women in this country will live in states in which the minute they get pregnant, they will lose autonomy.
I know.
Over their body and the state.
In Missouri, that's going to be illegal to leave the state.
That's right. That's right. The state will control them. It's
slavery.
We've got
slavery, folks.
Callers. Go ahead, caller. Clarence there?
Yes, it is me.
Hi, Clarence.
Hello. Back to the separation of church and state.
Who said that? Where's your silly idea?
Yeah, well, you guys were talking about it. But my little sister posted a popular meme this morning, and I responded to it. The meme is somebody holding a poster saying, "Ban Viagra. Impotence is God's will. If pregnancy
That's
is God's
right.
will,
right.
if pregnancy
yeah.
is God's will, then so
then,
is impotence.
Right.
Yes. Then
yeah.
impotence is
That's
too.
God looking
That's
down at you
yeah.
and saying, you're done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. Exactly.
But my response to that was, I'll take it a step further. If pregnancy is God's will, so is abortion.
I've been thinking the same thing. Who the hell put it into, I mean, if God is omnipotent, if God is all powerful, it was God's idea.
Here's the other thing, guys. Most abortions are God's will because, I mean, clearly.
They're spontaneous.
They happen spontaneously. An incredible number of pregnancies are aborted naturally because the fetus is not going to, you know, be a functional human or not going to make it or it's not right. And nature takes care of it. You call it nature, you can take it God's will, but who determines God's will?
Here's my complete response. I'll start all over.
We'll see if we can let you get all the way through, Clarence. Okay.
What's really funny about that is it's like talking to my own sisters. So, okay, I'll take it a step further. If pregnancy is God's will, so is abortion. So are miscarriages, infanticide, disease, starvation, war, pestilence, tornadoes, floods, wildfires, droughts, murder. Your bad back, that trick knee, the pimple in the middle of your nose, pineapple pizza. The only things that are against God's will are the things that he hasn't willed. Prove me wrong.
I think exactly right. Right down to that disgusting pineapple pizza.
But yeah, that whole point, well, it's God's will. Just like you said, if he's omnipotent, all-powerful, and all-knowing, you know, everything.
And everything that happens. Everything that happens.
Absolutely everything has to be God's will.
So
the argument doesn't stand. You can't say, well, you know, God said. No, that's you saying. That's you making yourself God. And that's why I say prove me wrong.
And that's when people have to understand that there is no such thing as the devil. It's God.
Yeah.
It's all God, and when God does something that worshipers find unseemly, then they call it the devil. But no, it's all God.
Yeah. And you know, even if you believe in the devil, who is he? Well, he's the fallen angel. That's right. And who created him? God. So it's still God, no matter how far you go.
It's all God.
All of them. And if you believe it, you have to believe. I mean, and it's amazing how when you use, I think, simple logic, where everything falls apart, that, you know, well, you know, you just don't, no human can understand the will of God. And I went, but you're saying it's God's will. How are you doing that? If you don't understand it, you're saying humans can't understand
it. Then you just might be wrong.
You could be wrong. No, you could be wrong, but no, you're saying you understand it. At the same time, you're saying nobody can understand it. You're making yourself God, you know, or as powerful of God, that you know God's mind, you know, so.
Can I quote a Catholic priest?
No, you cannot.
Yes, I can.
Okay, you go right ahead. Well, you ask.
You will agree with him. You will agree with him, Clarence.
Okay.
Father James Martin, he's a Jesuit.
Well, barely a Catholic priest. Go ahead.
Yes, a Catholic priest. A reminder, he says, when a politician is called pro-life. Pro-life means reverencing not just the unborn child in the womb, but also the black person who fears for their life in their own neighborhood, the inmate on death row, the starving homeless person in our streets, the migrant family at the border, the LGBTQ teen tempted to suicide in a rejecting family, the poor family without health care. Pro-life means pro-all lives. Not just some.
Yeah, because I say they're pro-life, but they're anti-living for some reason.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
and they're pro-forced birth.
No. Yeah, I always tell people that the pro-life is just a really nice, you know, trying to make themselves look, you know, kind of, but they're actually really bad people, you know, but they have that. Well, I care about the unborn. Look how caring I am. Yeah. But what about, you know, all those people you just.
No, it's the opposite. It's a misnomer.
Yeah.
Like right to work. Right to work actually means right to get fired. Mm-hmm. Right to be paid not enough.
You know, right not to be able to form a union.
Right not to be able to form a union. Right. So,
yeah, and all these snowflakes calling liberals snowflakes, and they whine about everything.
Oh, like, a man. Somebody put chalk on my sidewalk. Call the police. Look at this. There's a whole bunch of churches. 107 Florida Methodist churches will leave the umbrella organization. After a decades-long rise of theological liberalism, the selective enforcement of our denominational laws, and a strong surge in the promotion of partisan politics, the time of being able to unite with like-minded Christians who focus on sharing the news of Jesus and help people to be transformed by the and on, they're out. There's an article in the New York Times today about a minister who since left his congregation in, somewhere in the South, who happened to mention in one of his sermons, he mentioned something about, well, you know, like Oprah Winfrey or Tom Hanks. He was talking about big celebrities. And the fact that he mentioned Tom Hanks, one of his congregants went berserk because, do you not know that Tom Hanks is a pedophile.
I knew you were going to say that.
Right.
I thought it was Oprah Winfrey because she was black, but it was Tom Hanks because
he's a pedophile.
He's a
pedophile. And he said, and this started happening. He couldn't, one word out of his mouth that sort of wasn't the right word. And he can't, I don't, you know, people have lost their minds.
No. Well, that's the religious mindset. You know, you go to, like that whole, they believe all
hook, line, and sinker is the religious. Yeah.
You know, the conspiracy theories and stuff like that are like a religion. Of course, depends on who the preacher says that was written in this book. Whoever says it, they're going to believe it. It's the way their brain is wired. And there's nothing you can do, say, or do anything to try to get them. Tom Hanks, a pedophile? You know, it sounds crazy, but to them, it's their truth.
All teachers are groomers.
Yeah.
I mean, all are groomers. Let me get an email in from Beth here. She says the Supreme Court should receive the same security as Dr. Ford. Dr. Ford being the woman who testified about being raped by Justice Kavanaugh, and who then you'll recall, had to move, I think, 3 or 4 times because of threats to her life. It was over for her. The Supreme Court to receive the same security as Dr. Ford, which is none. She and her family had to pay for their own security while in hiding. They remain in hiding. What happens if the peacefully protesting people in front of the justices' homes go to court that they have to be 1,000 yards from a justice? Does the Supreme Court have to recuse the whole body and just take the lower court's ruling? A national strike of women, I'm all for it. But most women like myself need their jobs. This is what scares me. We all run the risk if we do not show up for work. Our lower paying than men's jobs will be gone. That's the risk. That's why I.
Well, when I let me be clear, when I say a general strike, I'm not saying only women. 67% of this country believe that abortion should be legal. I want the men, the women, and the men that love them, and the men that can think to walk out too.
Okay, but again, Susan, I just worry that this is. Again, some privileged people saying this. You could do it. I can do it. A lot of people can do it with no fear. Doesn't take anything for us to do it.
Well, it's the same concept as a union. If enough of us do it, we are protected.
Well, not necessarily. Some will lose their jobs.
Here's the thing. Yeah, I think, you know, people need to take that, you know, risk your job, you know, risk your home, risk your security, because it's that important. Your rights are that important. Ask those black people on the bridges getting beat up by police. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's that important.
It's that important. You know, you risk life, limb.
Right.
You know, you'll get them if you could convince the minority communities on how. You know, women are losing their rights, you know, and black people in their vote, you know, this stuff can go, you know, go to the Supreme Court. Yeah, so there you go. Okay, I'm fine. I'm sure you got another caller.
Okay, yeah, I have another caller. Okay, right. thank you, Clarence.
You're welcome.
Bye, Clarence. Bye-bye. And hello there. We have a caller.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Morning. Hey, regarding Kavanaugh, really, I mean, does it surprise you? He's already proven he's the biggest crybaby in the world anyway. Well, next to the former twice impeached crazy man we used to have. But anyway, I have a question about, like, since we've already discussed this ad nauseum about, like, you know, 60% of the people believe abortion should be a woman's right, blah, blah, blah. And we've already established that the minority is running the country. Really, they're running.
This is true.
Okay.
That's true.
Okay. And I've talked to you about this before, about the Electoral College, about, like, it's got to go. And you say, well, we take
a constitutional amendment.
Right. However, and maybe this has already happened, and I'm not aware of it. And like a liberal or conservative in California, New York, and or a liberal in Texas, like sue saying that their presidential vote is being disenfranchised, and make it a judicial thing? Is that a back way into it?
Well, I mean, you've got to establish the legal underpinnings to your argument that you have been purposefully, you personally have been purposefully disenfranchised, and the intent is, and I mean, sure, there is a right under the Constitution to vote. And, you've got to prove that somehow they did an illegal act. Focused at
and
you to keep you from voting, and they didn't. They voted. They made rules under their rules, according to their rules.
The Constitution. I mean, the Constitution. I don't think you can do that because the Constitution is the Constitution.
If you've got a right of action and you can prove it, you can do it. I'm just saying it's very difficult to do.
I mean, if we've got, you know, historical data saying that, you know, Texas is going Republican or California is going, you know, going Democrat every time for the past 40, 50 years, they're going to say, hey, why am I coming to the polls? I am disenfranchised. I mean, it's like, you know, that.
They could just say no, that doesn't work.
Okay.
Somebody could also say, fine, then move.
Move to a state where your vote counts.
Move to a state where more people are voting like you.
My vote doesn't matter in Illinois.
All the time.
My vote is just one more towards a supermajority in Illinois. If I move to Wisconsin, my vote
makes a difference.
I make a difference. Even though, just because I'm one more vote in a gerrymandered district, you know, so it's tough.
What happened to the black people being 3/5 of a man? I mean, was there a constitutional amendment to that?
Yes.
Did that come with the, okay.
Yes.
I mean, I'm just thinking there's just all these things that...
No,
there was a constitutional amendment that allowed people without property to vote, men without property.
There was a constitutional amendment that allowed women to vote.
There was a constitutional amendment that was held to give us all the right to privacy, a space in which government was not allowed to intrude in the safety of our own homes. That's about to disappear. But that was by constitutional amendment.
And there was an amendment that changed the way the Senate was elected, because initially it was not elected like it is now. I mean, it is. Yeah. But it has to be through the process that, given the structure, is impossible. We couldn't even get a damn amendment saying that women should have equal rights.
Well, because there were a whole bunch of people that didn't think that women should have equal rights. And a lot of them were women, like Phyllis Schlafly. And that's the first time they used toilets.
Oh, well.
Toilets are heavy.
Well, I'm going to go out and buy a lot of chalk, I guess.
Start defacing public property.
Yeah, and please consider the rights of others. And you vandal.
The police aren't called. Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead. Just go
That's
ahead
threatening.
And do it. All right.
Well, enjoy the beautiful day.
It is
yes,
a beautiful
I will.
Day.
I will.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
I was walking this morning, and it was like almost 70. And I was so hot. I didn't know what to do with it. My body's really not used to it.
Not used to it. It will. No. It'll get used to it. So, some of the legislation that's being proposed now that pregnant women are going to be the property of the state. God almighty. You can't friggin' believe this. The right wing crowd is getting so energized now. Some of the energized too.
I mean, Claire McCaskill got elected under just this scenario when Aikens said that stuff about women's bodies have a way of shutting down a pregnancy when they're raped. Yeah, that got her elected in Missouri. If we use this properly.
Well, let's hope, because my fear is that as big as this issue is, it is not as people are not in their daily lives reminded of it. As they are of the price of gas and the price of food. And inflation right now is, I suspect, going to drive a lot more votes than the abortion issue, which on a daily basis people do not feel the impact of. And that scares me. I'm not so sure that unless we play this really, really, really well, because given
I'll use gas prices. Shell Oil just sat in front of Congress and told them that they had record profits. And when asked if maybe they could do something about that, oh, no, it's a global free enterprise market, so that's what we do. We don't set the prices. Yeah, but that's bullshit. If they've got record profits, then they could decrease the price.
Of course, Susan. But again, most voters don't go that step further. They just freak out when they're trying to buy food and gas. They don't ask questions. They punish whoever is in power. It has always been the case. Always. Always. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So some guy, some legislator in Missouri, none of this will surprise you.
What, the guy that's going to make it illegal to cross a straight line to get get an abortion?
Yes. So if a woman in Missouri wants to go north up into Illinois.
Not north, just directly across the river. The Missouri Planned Parenthood built their big facility direct on the other side of the bridge. So in East St. Louis.
Okay. In Illinois, he wants, of course, them to be arrested and punished. And guess what? It is exactly modeled after the fugitive slave laws of before the Civil War. It's the exact same concept. Incredible.
It's really incredible.
Okay. Marsha Blackburn, she's a senator, I forget which southern state she's from. She has proposed that birth control should only be legal for married couples. There you go.
Because it makes so much sense to have young, unwed mothers and force them, because we know that people don't have sex.
Well, you know, somebody pointed out, you know, if a 14-year-old wanted to adopt a child, she'd be laughed out of. You can't adopt a child. You're a child. But if he's raped by a relative,
too bad.
Got to have the child. Also, Senator Marco Rubio is introducing the same kind of legislation that the Missouri legislator is, only he's doing it on a national scale. This is different. He wants to go after companies, corporations, that in any way help an employee travel out of state get an abortion, because there's already been corporations that have stepped up, corporations that are in these states where a woman's body will be the belong to the state. Some corporations have already said, don't worry, we will help you. You will not, if you need an abortion, we're going to pay for it. Make sure you get where you need to go. And Rubio is introducing legislation that would go after those corporations. Now, you know, when Republicans, you see how Republicans are now going after corporations like DeSantis over Disney because they're politically on the wrong side.
Right.
This is, I mean, the Republican Party is just, anyone who thinks it is in any way, shape, or form what it has been or what people still somehow think of it, the party of big business. Well, big business, when big business doesn't, you know, be political in a way we don't like.
Right.
I
Only if they're klepto klepto-archs or whatever that is. I mean, you know, you have to be willing to rape the public. Then I guess they like you.
Well, here's some good news. I found some good news. I want to thank Barbara for it. Michigan had a primary, I guess, a week ago or so, 2 weeks ago. A Republican candidate, Robert Regan, lost his race to a Democrat. And he was the guy who said that he told his daughters if they were raped
to lie back and enjoy it.
My God. And that was a red district. That was a district that had always elected a Republican, and there, now that's a little ray of hope there. That, well, that's like what you just mentioned, McCaskill, right? You know, you need somebody saying something that outrageous. But now we're pretty much there. Yeah.
They're saying them, and then emboldened, they're getting even more outrageous. And if we don't use this, we're nuts.
Well, of course we're going to use it. Whether or not it's able to overcome the bread and butter issues of that inflation is giving the Republicans, that's a big question. It is. I think it remains a big question. They've got, the Republicans have that, and it's huge. And we've got this, and it's huge. But my concern is that ours is still not so much a immediate daily issue that people encounter.
Yes, it is.
No. I mean, not, you know, people who think women should have abortions, they might not, you know, have anyone in their immediate family right now who's pregnant or needs an abortion or this and that. So it's not something that they're necessarily thinking of every day or reminded of.
Yeah, I really want people to understand how many people are going to die, because women that would be entitled to a life-saving procedure now will have to wait for a committee to decide whether it comes under the, you know, and she'll die. All these women with ectopic pregnancies will die.
That's right. Will die. That is true.
And I don't, I mean, how this is pro-life, I don't get it. Women have no rights under the Constitution once they are pregnant. They are sentenced to death if anything goes wrong. And that's the state. If this comes out the way it looks like it's going to come out, that's going to be the result. If we can't figure out a way to convince people that if they love their wives, their sisters, their mothers, their daughters, that they might want to protect their lives.
Yep. Oh, look what time it is.
Really? What time is it?
Blame you, Susan.
Oh,
it's 4 minutes after.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. And all right, guys, that's it. I'll be back tomorrow because I got nowhere else to be. It's pathetic. Enjoy this beautiful day.
Lynn Cullen Live, Monday through Thursday from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. and archived at pghcitypaper.com. The opinions expressed on Lynn Cullen Live are those of the host and do not necessarily reflect the viewpoints of Pittsburgh City Paper or its advertisers.